Hello and welcome to our midweek reflection here at Ruddington Baptist Church. As we come to spend a short time now in God's presence, let's begin with a moment of stillness. Take a moment to become aware of your breathing. As you breathe in, recognise that the Spirit of God is within you. As you breathe out, let go of any stresses or strains or concerns that you carry today. And repeat that a few times. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And take a moment to rest. Loving God, in this time now, guide our thoughts, our feelings and our actions by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. I'm not a big fan of gory TV programmes and murder mysteries, but one I do like to watch is a programme called Silent Witness. This programme really holds my interest a bit more because it's all based around forensic pathology. And I find it fascinating how they manage to solve crimes by analysing and studying dead bodies. One of my lockdown activities has been watching through old episodes of Silent Witness from years ago. You may think I'm a bit strange, which I probably am. The last episode I watched was about the murder of two young men who were brothers. Their bodies, when found, were unknown, but after details were posted in a newspaper, their long-lost sister came to identify them. There was one detail that led her to recognise these two men as her brothers. When they were found, they were holding on to each other's little fingers. She said that her brothers shared a room when they were growing up, and the younger brother would often get scared and ask to hold his older brother's hand. But the older brother thought it was a bit weird for two boys to hold hands, so instead they would hold each other's little finger. Clearly, in the final moments of their life, faced with their imminent death, these two brothers did what they always did in times of fear and grabbed hold of each other by the little finger. Perhaps this small act of togetherness brought them comfort. But maybe it also gave them hope that they would remain together in this way forever. This storyline of this programme came to my mind as I read from Hebrews chapter 10 verses 23 to 25 this week. Let me read it to you. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. What do you cling to in difficult times? I'm sure there are many different answers to that question. I guess the most common answer might be our loved ones, who are closest and dearest to us. But there might be other things. It might be our health, our money, our possessions, our jobs. This passage tells us to hold unswervingly to hope. But not just any hope, the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. We are encouraged in this passage to hold on to our faith in Jesus Christ. Not just to hold on to it, but to share it with others. And why? Because we can trust in God's faithful promises to us. A Christian song I really like is called Clinging to the Cross by Tim Hughes. I find this song quite powerful because it describes how in the hardest times of life, we put our hope and our trust in Jesus, clinging to him and his promises, as the passage from Hebrews 10 suggests. Let me sing a short bit of the song to you. My soul is weak, my heart is numb, I cannot see. But still my hope is found in you. I'll hold on tightly, you will never let me go. For Jesus, you will never fail. Jesus, you will never fail. Simply to the cross I cling, letting go of all earthly things. I'm clinging to the cross. Mercy's found a way for me. Hope is here and I am free. Jesus, you are all I need. I'm clinging to the cross. Simply to the cross I cling, letting go of all earthly things. These are powerful words for us to consider as we reflect on the question I asked earlier. What do you cling to in times of difficulty? Other people, material possessions, or the hope and trust that you have in Jesus Christ, whose grace, whose mercy, and whose love can always be relied upon? The thing that I think is really great about this passage, which is all about persevering in difficult times, is that after this instruction to hold unswervingly to our hope in Jesus, it then immediately goes on to talk about our relationships with each other, about unity and togetherness. This is what it says. Let us consider how we can spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Not giving up on meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. The image that comes to my mind as I read this bit of the passage is a bit like a tug-of-war team pulling on a rope. The people in the team aren't clinging to each other, they're clinging to the rope. But they need each other, and they rely on each other to all pull in the same direction. This may not be the best analogy, but imagine God is the rope. In difficult times, we all hold unswervingly to him. He is the only one that we need and trust in. But that doesn't mean that we also don't have a real need for each other, that we can't help each other to pull in the same direction. I think this midweek thought speaks to us in a few different ways today, particularly as we live through a challenging time at the moment with coronavirus. You may be someone who deals with difficult times by clinging to others. This is where you find your comfort, your help, your strength. You may even, unhelpfully perhaps, look to others to save you in difficult times. But in a time of social isolation, you find that you're struggling even more to find the support that you need. Yes, continue to seek connection with each other, with other people, because that is important. But make your priority clinging to Christ, because in him we find all that we need. On the other hand, you might be someone who takes social isolation to the extreme. In difficult times, you actually find yourself distancing yourself from other people. You may not think other people care about you, or you might not want to burden other people with your problems. As well as clinging to Christ during this time, also remember what this passage says about togetherness and unity. We need each other for encouragement and support. So don't give up on meeting together. I've been really pleased to see how Ruddington Baptist Church as a church community has pulled together during this time, clinging to Christ but encouraging one another. It's been really great to see people connecting in all different kinds of ways through social media, through online services, but also through loving gestures of turning up on each other's doorsteps with a card or a gift or in some other way. Keep this up. Keep encouraging and supporting one another, and keep clinging to Christ. So cling to Christ and connect with each other. I think this passage gives some very helpful advice about persevering in a difficult time.